Midda rose slowly.
Right. You and Jiddle search to the left. Me and Tora will take the right. Do it quietly, though, or we'll have the guards in here yelling and shouting. They'll be in trouble if their queen knows one of us is missing.
There was not much to look at. One dusty ledge, a few crannies. It was a fairly basic old cave. Midda checked the little ones again, on the off chance that Diggler had crept back and mingled in with the rest. She shook her head, baffled at the turn of events.
If any wanted outside, those guards would have him by now. Where in the world has that infant vanished to?
Jinty came hurrying back. She was all agog.
Found him, the blinking little rogue.
Tora and Midda followed her to the far left wall at the back of the cave. Tora glared impatiently at the young hog.
Well, I don't see him. Where is he?
Jiddle materialised, as if by magic, out of the solid rock and earth face.
Fast asleep behind here. Come and see.
Stepping to one side, he disappeared. It was like some sort of optical illusion. They hurried forward to investigate. There was a slim space twixt a slim outcrop of rock and the wall of hard-packed earth and root formation. Jiddle's spikes were almost flattened in the narrow aperture. He pointed down to Diggler, who was lying asleep. Midda humphed in exasperation.
Oh, get him out of there this instant!
Diggler was wakened as Jiddle tried to lift him. Tora stepped forward, calling advice to the young hedgehog.
Go easy with him, Jiddle. He's only a babe. Here, come out. I'll get him.
Jiddle lifted the complaining mouse babe with a last effort.
No, it's all right, Tora. I've got him. Ouch!
Diggler had retaliated at the rough treatment he was being dealt by biting Jiddle's snout. The young hedgehog tripped, falling backward. He shot out a paw to save himself. It went right through the earth wall, collapsing a portion of it. All that could be seen was Diggler's tail and Jiddle's foot paws, kicking in the narrow space. Midda grabbed one of the lanterns and thrust it into the gap.
Jiddle, are you all right? Is Diggler hurt?
The young witherspike hog's voice boomed hollowly back.
We're both all right. There's some sort of passage in here, but it's terrible dark.
The little ones gathered round, clamouring. Midda wailed on her fiercely.
Shut up! Not another word from you!
Such was the ferocity of her voice that they fell instantly silent. It took a little while, but with a deal of gentle exertion, Midda and Tora got Jiddle and Diggler out of their predicament and back into the cavern. Tora was having trouble keeping herself calm at the possibilities of their new find. She took the lantern from Midda, her voice low and urgent.
Act as if nothing happened, mate. Take those little uns and settle them down. Sing to them anything. Jinty, you keep an eye on the guards. Let's hope they sleep good and sound. I'm going back through that crack. It could be a way out of this place for us. Wish me luck.
Midda grasped her friend's paw tight.
Luck and good fortune go with you, Tora.
A moment later, the squirrel maid had vanished behind the narrow rock screen and through the wall opening.